This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everybody. Mishnah Yomi, Kalim, Aleph, Dalid, Dalid Hey from Shabbos, Vav and Zayin today. So we're at Ad through Az, or Az. Az probably sounds better. Ad through Az. Mishnah Dalid, Amalim in Azav is the Zava. The Zava is more strict than the Zav, the female. She metame as boila. She's metame a husband, a man that she's boil, she's cohabits with. He becomes an avatoma. This is if she's a zava gadola or even a zava katana, I believe. Yes. Okay. Fine. And he becomes a boil nida. Same thing as a zava or a nida or yoledis, all the same. La malam and a zava, after the mezava, who do we have next? The mitzayra. The mitzayra, what's his chumrah? Shematame be is matame things when he comes into a house. We're going to learn he has to stay in the house, he has to delay there for a minute. It doesn't have to be into a house but necessarily, it could be under the same branch. This is Mitzaira, Musgar, and Mukhlat, I think both, right? Am I right about that? I believe so. Just double check that. He's Mitame Adam Vekalim. Yes, Musker and Mukhlat, yes, but not Bimei Safrei. Bimei Safrei is only Mitame Bamaga. Okay. Lamal Mitzer, who's next? Etzim Kaser, a bone the size of barley. Shemitame Tumashiva, it's Mitame Bamago Vamas with carrying and with touching. But not with Oel. Oel, you need a greater amount of bones. Mr. Shem will learn about that when we get there. Okay, this has Tumas Shiva. All right? Fine. Chamer Mikulam, who's the most chamer is the mace, the actual corpse, has Tumas Oel. Mashin Kulam Matam, nobody else has that. Oel, even by a Mitzayra, doesn't have Oel. Why? Because Mitzayra, you have the Mitzayra here and the Kalim here and a roof above, so the Tumas spreads. Mace, on the other hand, it could even be this is the mace and this is the tar. Tuma goes up, the opposite. Mace on top. This is the tar person. Tuma goes down. Or they could be under the same canopy.
Is that the same? What if it's in a different room from the same house?
We'll learn about that. We're going to have to learn about that. A lot of different rules about it, yeah. If there's opening between those rooms, not opening between the rooms. There's definitely a lot of discussion.
What if it, okay. The door is closed.
If it's closed, it's opening, it's not an opening, etc. Yeah.
I see you getting to the Mishnah.
We're in Mishnah.
We're in.
We're chazering Aleph Dalet.
Oh, I'm missing that. Did you start already?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're almost finished with that.
We're almost finished Aleph Dalet. Nobody else has that. Also, by Mitzora, it's only if he delays for a minute. If it's for momentarily, it's not. Mashin can, by Tumas Oil of a Mace, even if it's there just for momentarily. Okay, some other differences as well. Mishnah, hey.
This is two.
I have a whole box outside. Go into the hallway. I just put a whole box out there. Mishnah, hey. Eser tumais, parshas min adam. 10 tumais come from a person's body. And the level of tumah keeps increasing as it gets stricter and stricter as it go on. Okay. Says the Mishnah. First one is Mechusa Kippurim. Okay, so a person who has a certain tuma, namely a Zav, Zava, a Yoledes, a Metzora, they don't complete their Tara until they bring the Korbanos. Okay, for a Zav and Zava, that's if there's Zava Gedolah, three Re'ias, etc. Okay? Now, they have a few-step process. Number one, they go to the mikvah. At that point, they're Tvul Yom. The sun sets. They're no longer Tvayim, they're now Mechusar Kippurim, lacking of carbon. The next morning they bring the carbon and then their Tahar is finished. And at each step, they become more and more Tahar. Okay? So Mechusar Kippurim, if this is the most lenient, he already went to the mikvah, the sun already set, he did not yet bring his carbon. He's Asr B'Kodesh, he cannot eat Kodesh, he cannot walk in the base of Mikdash, but Mutar B'Truma. Truma is Mutar when the sun sets. Look at the very first mission of Brachas, the very first mission in Shas. Quite says Messiah. Maybe it's like Kurdish Mabar, it's Mishash Kabin, Fasan Lecha Petrumasan, the Truma at night. Fine. Uva Meiser. Of course, if you can eat Truma, Kol Sheni can eat Meiser. Meiser refers to Meiser Sheni. Chazlo is to film, he gets another Tumah, and this time He's only gone to the mikvah that day. The sun has not yet set. So Asar B'Kayish, for sure he's Asar B'Kayish, but Shumi Keni Truma. Much from Meisr. After his Toivel, he is allowed to eat Meisr Sheni. Chazal is Balkari. He has Kari as a semen emission. Could be acting like a normal husband and wife, cohabiting. He becomes a Rishon L'Tumah. Okay, that's unusual. Rabbi say, I want to repeat that. Okay? Usually when Tumah starts, it starts as an Av, generally speaking. Especially Daraisas. Okay, this is unusual. It's a starting of a Tumah. It's an initiation of a Tumah. And it's an initiation of a Tumah that comes from one's body. And yet, it's only a Rishon. It's interesting. Interesting. Now, his Shechva Zera, by the way, his semen itself, is an Av. That was listed right at the beginning of the Masechta. The semen itself is an Av. So, his wife, who comes into contact with that, obviously, is going to be a Rishon. And he himself is a Rishon. But the semen itself is an Av. Okay? Get that straight. We think like Tumah, like, you know, as long as you don't come in contact with a dead person or a Mitzorah, you're good to go. But a person just living as a normal person, especially a woman for sure, but even a man living as a normal person, Tumah is abound. Tumah is abound. It's all over the place. Okay? Fighter. And he's an Av, and he can't have even Meiser. Chalzer is Baal Nida. Now he did, unfortunately, a very bad sin. He was Baal, his wife is a Nida. It becomes an Av. We learned about this a couple times already. Same thing if he's Baal, his wife, if she is a Zava, or a Yoledes. Metai Mishkav Tavtin Kelyon. He's Metai Mishkav Tavtin, but only like Kelyon. We spoke about this a couple times, right? It's worth repeating. That he has Tumas Medris. That if he sits, leans, walks, stands, lies on something, even if it does not touch it, it could be way below him, but it's being supported by him, he gets Tumas Medrash, becomes, generally speaking, it becomes an Avatumah. By a Boil Nida, it's more lenient, and it only becomes a Rishon L'Tumah. It says in the Mishnah, Metami Tachtoin, Boke Elyon. Elyon is something on top of a Zav. Elyonish Zav is only Tame Rishon. Here it says the Tachtoin is like the Elyon. That's a leniency. Chazlis Zav, then he comes a Zav. Rosh Terias, two Rias, Zav Katan, I don't know what you call him exactly. Now it's time Mishkav Moshev, the real deal. To make an Avatumah. Okay. It's Rosh Bias Mayim Chaim. A Zav, male, when to go to the mikvah, has to go into a spring of water. Okay? Mashekin a Zava, the female, she can go into any good old mikvah. Okay. Sarach upatman karm, still patman karm. Rosh Hashanah, she's three times chayav bekarm, is to bring the two birds. And if he mixes them up, Mr. Titan, what Mr. does he have to learn? Yeah, good. He doesn't want to answer that question. He'd rather not answer. Chazar liyos, mitzera musker. He becomes a mitzera musker. He gets confined, gets locked up. Metame be bia. So now he's Tame, even Tame thinks for coming to a house. Padmana Priya, he's Padra from letting his hair grow long. Okay. A Mitzar Mukhlat is not allowed to cut his hair, and he has to rip his begodim. These do not apply to Mitzar Muskar. He also Padra from Teglachas, the shaving period, shaving process when you come Tahar, which is part of bringing the two birds to come Tahar. When a Mukhlat becomes a Mukhlat, then it's Chai Bekulon. Okay. So you got to keep remember, there's like three different levels of Mitzvah, which is a little complicated. There's Mitzvah Musker, Mitzvah Mukhla, and there's Mitzvah Meisafrei. Meisafrei, I think, is the only time I have Maga or something. It's very light Tumah. We spoke about it. I think like in the first mission, no? Mitzvah Meisafrei. This is Mishnah Aleph Beis, spoke about the Mitzvah Meisafrei. Aleph, yeah. He's only Maga, that's it. He's very light. No Bia. No, Tumah Matami Vibia, etc. Yeah. He's an Av, but much more lenient. Okay, now this guy, unfortunately, the day did not end well. Perish Menu Aver, after all this was said and done, one of his limbs fell off. Chandel of Basakar, right? That did not have adequate amount of flesh. Let's see what that means. As Tumas Maga and Masa touching and lifting. Vim Matami, but not Ovel. If there is a lot of basar on it, sufficient, then it has magamasa and ohel. Okay, so remember, bones to have ohel have to be a very large quantity. Rov minyan, rov binyan, shedra v'gol goyles, rei v'kav. It's going to be a whole gansa maiza. But flesh, I think it's a kazayis of flesh, no? I forget the shear for oils for flesh. I think it's just a kazayis, no?
It's just so it can...
So why would it not have... Yeah, but why would it not have tumas oil just for the fact that it has a kazayis of buzzer? Unless it didn't have a kazayis.
Here it doesn't even give it a shear.
I'm a little confused about this. Maybe I'm wrong, or we're talking about a case that didn't have a kazayis. Maybe I'm wrong. I thought kazayis is enough. Let me just check for a second. In the Akdama, mace, goel v'dayfik. Here. Oh, here. Here. Okay. These are things that have tumas mace. A whole mace or kazayis mina mace. Or an aver. I don't know if it makes a difference. No, do you think so? Here, I'm reading it. Listen to this. I'm just reading in their introduction. A full aver from a mace that has basar, a certain shear, with sinews and bones, or an aver min a chai, mitame b'mago maso oil ke aver min a mace. I think it's even if it doesn't have a kazayis. I'm thinking the answer is it doesn't have. We're talking about a case where it did not have a kazayis. The chiddush is even though it did not have a kazayis, I think that's the pshat. This is talking about, you're right, in Echonam, we've had a kazayis. We're talking about a tiny little finger. We're talking about a tiny little finger. So it didn't have a kazayis. Mish is telling you, if it doesn't have a kazayis, but it has bones and it has sinews and it's at some and it's a little bit of basar, then it could be metame ba'oil even without a kazayis. I'm thinking that's the pshat. I hope I'm right. What's the shear of the basar? That it could heal, according to Tanakamar, B'yudah Eimer, Mish Mokam Echol HaKifoy B'chut Erev, Yesh Bo L'Halas Arucha. If you could cut the flesh into strips and each one the thickness of the erev threads, they call them horizontal, the weft, whatever you call them.
The weft,
thank you. And you'd be able to make a circumscribe it, go around it, that's enough. It's like a funny shear. Take the mana basar, cut it up into strips at the thickness of an erev, and if you have enough to go around the whole limb, then you're good. So it could be a tiny little mana basar. So yeah, think about it. A guy in Nebuchadnezzar has a finger. Tiny little piece of buzzer, but he cut up, so that's not kazayis, not even close. So that's pshat the Mishnah. Okay, that's what I'm thinking. Eretz Kedushas Vav. There are 10 Kedushas in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, Mekudeshes Mikol Haratzos. Eretz Yisrael is more Kedush than all the other lands. Why? My Kedushasa. Well, Mevim Enu Oimer. You can bring from the Eretz Yisrael the Korban Oimer, the Sairim, the second day of Pesach, this past week's Parashah Emor, we just finished. I think there's a discussion in the Gemara Menachos whether B'diavad you can bring from Chutz Laretz. This Mishnah would seem to imagine that you cannot. But there's a debate about that. Abikurim. Bikurim only comes from Eretz Yisrael. Shtei Alechem on Shavuos, which are Mater Chadosh in the Mikdash, from wheat, only from Eretz Yisrael. Mash'ein, Mevi'in, Kei, Mikolaretz. They don't bring any of these things from other countries. Now, everybody's going to ask you the obvious question. What about Truma, Meiser, Arla? Okay, not Arla, fine. Truma, Meiser, Shani. Those only come from Eretz Yisrael. So they say over here, well, those are not Kedusha, it's just a chiv of the karka. It's a chiv. The fact that you don't see, we're trying to show things that Eretz Yisrael, the produce from this land is roi for a certain carbon because there's a certain Kedusha, it's roi for Shtelechem, it's roi for Omer. That's not the right for anything, that's just a chiyuv. Okay, I kind of hear the chiluk, I'm not sure I do. But then they ask about Bikurim, though, it doesn't seem to fit in that category. Bikurim is it's like a chiyuv, it's not a kedusha. Like you have to bring something for Bikurim. Oh, go get Paris from Eretz Yisrael. No, it's a chiyuv, like Truma Meiser, so they have a whole shtickle to hear about it. Well, Bikurim maybe has both, it has a duality to it. Svei dinim, as we say, and brisk. Okay. Yeah, that's what they say from the briskers down here, something like that. Bimikurim mitzot svei dinim, chiyuv and kedisha. Can use a brisket tire. Okay, found in the brisker of Menachos Mehei Ahmed Beis in the name of his father Reb Chaim. Mishnah Zayin Ayarais Mekav Es Chaimish Kedushas Mimeno. The walled cities have more kedusha than Eretz Yisrael. Shemishalchen, which only walls sometimes of Yeshua ben Nun. When Yeshua ben Nun conquered Eretz Yisrael, he gave special sanctity to all cities that had a wall, that they should have a din of Machne Yisrael. And a Metzora cannot be in those areas. All other parts of the land did not give this Kedusha. Now, we know that when Klal was in the Midbar, they had three machanos. Let's get this straight. There was the Mishkan, Machanah Shechina. There was the Machanah Leviyah, where the Leviyah encamped around the Mishkan. And everyone else was Machanah Yisrael. When they came into Eretz Yisrael and settled Eretz Yisrael, we still have these three levels, but they are very different now. Now, the Beis HaMikdash, meaning the Azara, is Machanah Shechina, thank you. The Harabayas, and then I think the Ezra's Noshim, is Machanah Leviyah. We're going to have to get into the exact borders of that. I'm sure that'll be talked about later this week. And Yerushalayim is the Machanah Yisrael. Yeshua ben Nun said, Machanah Yisrael should also include all the walled cities. This special sanctity of the Machanah prevents people that are Tomei from entering. Okay. A Metzora, whether it's a Metzora Mochlat or a Metzora Musker, cannot come into the cities. A Metzora B'mei Safrai may come into a Machanah Yisrael. Some say even to Machanah Leviyah.
Wait, that's the one who's...
Yeah, he's already counted. He brought his birds and he's like, you know, winding down to counting his days till he's done. He's like already went through some Torah process. Yeah, he can definitely go into Machanah Yisrael. Some say even go Machanah Leviyah. So, Megdash Mashalcha Mitoichan Semitzorim, he sent the Mitzorahs out of Machanah, out of the walled cities. If they're in Achveis, in Netanya, they could stay. If they're in, I don't know, I'm not sure which of the walled cities, but is it besides Yerushalayim, really, that they're knowing nowadays?
No, Yerushalayim is a walled city.
I'm saying besides Yerushalayim.
Oh, Yericho.
No one's in Yericho. it was there from Yeshua, but I guess when Yeshua began, it had a wall, but they got rid of that wall pretty quickly. It went, woo, came crashing down. This is a good question. I don't really know the answer to that. I don't know the answer. I'm sure you maybe learned Mesechta Megillah comes up. U'mesabin l'soichon meis atcher yirtzu. If a man dies, or a woman, in the Irim Makafas Chaima, they could take him from place to place in the city until they decide there's a place now that they want to bury him. Some say, no, that's not what it means. It means that you cannot bury anybody in the walled city. And the Mishnah is saying you may move him around to be Mechabedim, to bring him for places for Hespedim, etc. But eventually you got to take him out. So that's the discussion. They're definitely allowed to move him around. Discussion whether he needs to be removed for burial or not. But Yotzo, if he did leave, he can't come back. Even if they agree, they cannot do it. This is an Isser Derabanan. Aha. I don't know. This is only in the walled city of Yerushalayim? I don't know. I mean, Har Zeisim is not considered Yerushalayim. There's a whole lot of people buried in Har Zeisim.
It says any walled city.
No. I'm saying Har Zeisim, I guess, is not in the walled city, so it's not a problem. Yes. It's pretty close. You're right there.
But they mentioned that Yosef wasn't Machanah Yisrael.
Who?
Yosef's bones were carried with them.
And right. He might be Mechitzase. He wasn't buried, though. He wasn't buried. He's buried. Yeah. Menachera, they're here. Menachera, Amaz can even come into Machanah Leviyah. We will talk about later this week. Probably tomorrow, actually. Amaz can even go into Machanah Leviyah. Which is very big Kiddush, right? So Tommy. Yeah, you can come into Machanah Leviyah. He might be Mechitzase, the famous Rosh Hashanah. We're going to talk about that. But what was I saying? Yeah, you come to Machanah, but this is Din D'Rabbanan. This is Din D'Rabbanan. You're right. That's Midrashah. This is Din D'Rabbanan. So I don't know. They take him around as much as they want, but according to some say, he's not allowed to be buried there. There's a footnote here to look about the Geshur Chaim's because of how this applies nowadays. And they bury people in Har Zeisim, Har Menuchos. I don't know if Har Menuchos maybe doesn't have the Yerushalayim. I don't know. But I mean, people lay in Megillah there in the Tezvav. And further out places than Har Menuchos. Har Nof, which is out there near Har Menuchos. Givat Shaul, all these places. They lay in Megillah on Tezvav. But does Yerushalayim? I don't know how this works. Har Zeisim is right there. But then I guess there's as long as you're made it not in the walled city. You ever walked into the Shai Yafa, there's two graves right there on the left. But I think they're Geish. They're not, I'm saying it was Mutter to do it, but I'm just saying there are two Geish graves there. I'm sure the Arabs must have probably in the old city of Jerusalem graves. I don't know.
So expensive.
It's Spencer Real Estate. You don't want to like waste it on graves. You put graves out outside the city. Yeah. There's a famous story. One of the Ger Rebbes, I think it's the Imri Emes, the Pnei Menachem, I forgot which one. He was nifter in the middle of a war. Who's the Imre Emes? He was nifter in the middle of the war, and they could not get him to the basic bars. So they buried him in Gula. know that? Naam Shem Center of Yerushalayim. He's buried there, outside the yeshiva. It's like a little strange. I'm gonna put the Rebbe's burial place right outside the yeshiva in the courtyard. But that's what they had to do. They had no option. It's very famous. You can go now. I've never been there, but I've heard about it. It's like, it's by the Ger Yeshiva over there.
So how did... You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.